When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Old school back in live in effect from the complex, 1555 Yolanda Avenue out here with my man, Clyde Johnson, obviously on the eve of the Roughnecks at the complex. Doors open at 6. First bout is at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at thecomplexlincoln.com. Diving into the mind of a champion boxer, I wanted to ask you, man, you know, we were talking about preparation. And, you know, it kind of goes along with football, obviously. And we talked about, you know, when does it start? Obviously, with you starting to get started. But one of the things I wanted to ask you is when you were watching, you know, other fighters that either have been here or professionally, can you – now, when you hear, like, Larry Merchant and all those guys, and they can tell by the – I guess by the eye test who's in shape, who's had a good camp, what are some of the things that – for somebody that's going to come here Saturday, can see some of these fighters, like whether it's Brandon or Curtis or Melanie or Dwayne or Jack or somebody like that, that they've had a good camp.
Yeah, you can look at a guy like Jack and just take a look at his physique and the weight that he'll be fighting at. That tells you a lot about him. Some fighters come in and they may look like they have exhausted themselves to make
right.
that
too
weight.
Too dehydrated, right?
Uh-huh, yeah. Absolutely. But because I've been in training camp with Jack for the last 8 to 10 weeks, I've watched him do it the right way, right. along with myself, along with one of the young ladies that'll be fighting on the card as well, Georgina.
Yeah.
The preparation has been done. And then some of the things that have passed the eye test is being able to look at them and look at how healthy they look.
Right.
You'll see some fighters that night that strain themselves to make weight. Or you'll even see some fighters that night that it look a little soft around the midsection.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when I look at some most recent film and post that came out within right. the last week or so, I was kind of looking at my opponent and thinking to myself, you missed some discipline.
Right. And is that just something that you just kind of just put in the memory mm-hmm. bank? And, you know, obviously you're not going to voice it. But I'm always interested when I used to hear, like, all you could tell he had a good camp. And obviously, I think Lennox Lewis is on there, and he can dive into it, whether, you know, the skin or something like that. Yeah. I always wondered about that because I always thought it was very interesting. Because, you know, sometimes you feel like where you are hydrated, but you're not. There's other factors that go into it, you know, whether you're hydrated and fully ready to go, especially for a one-on-one, you know, boxing bout. Is always interesting. The valuation process, because I Absolutely. Remember when you size for you, you're looking across the ring at your opponent. For me, we're always trying to get towards that 50 yard line.
Yep.
Because I want to see, you know, how Alan Faneca is moving. Does he have any, like any kind of, you know, braces on
yeah.
that he didn't have, you know, maybe for the 2 weeks that I studied him for the prior games.
Yep.
So I'm always interested in the, I guess, gamesmanship, but uh-huh. then also the evaluation process of, you know, how do you go about trying to attack your opponent, you know, especially when, you know, they're 3 minute rounds, you got to yep. be on, you can't take a, you know, a playoff. Like with me, I could, you know, Randy Moss is running down there. I could probably uh-huh. just run to the sideline. I ain't going to catch him. And with you, you always got to kind of keep pressing him and be very diligent about it. But now moving on to things as you get ready to obviously go in to fight on Saturday. And let's talk about our Huskers.
Yep.
Because I want to talk about conditioning mm-hmm. and dealing with when you're out there in the heat. Talk about, I always say this, once I realized what it's like to be in excellent football shape, and you probably in your profession, obviously boxing shape, Talk about that aha moment. You know, because did you ever have a moment where you were getting trained, you know, early in your career and you thought you were in shape?
Yep.
But then the trainer or you pushed yourself beyond being uncomfortable. Then you're like, okay, I know what he means by being in shape.
Yeah. Earlier on in my amateur career, I hopped in a ring with a guy who had a deep pedigree. He was a guy who's been winning at all stops. Mm-hmm. And I came out the first two rounds and I thought I was in such great shape. I pushed. And then it was going back and forth. And about the last minute to a last minute and 30, he turned it up a different notch. And I couldn't go with him.
Right.
And I couldn't go with him. And he didn't stop me or knock me out. But when the final bell rang, he walked past me and he told me, "Rookie." But I knew exactly what he meant,
right?
Because he went somewhere and I knew in my head I couldn't get there. I tried to go with him and he kept going.
Right.
And ever since that moment, it was probably about my 12th fight as an amateur. I said it'll never be because of conditioning again. Right. It'll never be because I didn't prep or I didn't put in the work again. If you ever beat me, you're going to need three things and you're going to need them to all click at that night.
Right.
You're going to have a very high IQ. Because I pride myself on being smarter than a lot of people, not just in the ring, but outside the ring.
Right.
So this is all from preparation. So the IQ is going to have to be very high. You're going to have to be very skilled.
Right.
There's going to have to be a high level of skill that goes with that IQ. And then you're going to have to be willing to take yourself to a dark place.
Right.
In order to get me out of there. That dark place for me come from where my initial upbringing come from. I'm originally from the south side of Chicago.
Yeah.
I grew up in some very humble beginnings in the project on the south side of Chicago. So I know what it's like to bike down and go. So if you don't have all three of those, with all due respect, you have a puncher's chance, but there really isn't a chance for you when I decide to tap into one of those three.
Right.
Because I've done the preparation, my IQ's there, and if I have to, I'm going to take you to a dark place and see if you can find your way to the light.
Right.
It'll get ugly if it needs to be.
Right. Yeah. And then, you know, you call it a dark place in football. We said, we're going to take you out to deep water. We're going to see how long you want to sink or swim.
Yep.
You mentioned being from South Side of Chicago. I got some friends that I played with. And then obviously, you know, I know you and other people talk about it. First of all, people don't realize you was a hooper.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so talk about your upbringing in South Side of Chicago and then also the sport. Basketball that has allowed you to have impressive footwork in there, by the way, but then also has taught you a different way to compete. Talk about that, because I think it kind of flows over into boxing as well.
It absolutely does. And Chicago is a basketball city. It's a huge sports city in general. People know that, but it's definitely rooted in basketball. And at every corner, you can find a basketball court and some competitive hoops. The thing about playing basketball in Chicago, if you go to an open run, if you lose, you might as well try to find the next open run.
Right.
So you had to be extremely competitive. You had to even prep yourself before you got there for the mental battle that comes along with playing basketball in Chicago.
Right.
The trash talk is different. Yeah. The physicality is different. We play completely downhill, getting to the basket. Derrick Rose, there's guys who come from the city, even like Kevin Garnett. If you ever watch Kevin Garnett play basketball, he didn't shut up as he gave you the business.
Right. Yeah.
So if you couldn't put in work and mentally battle, then you couldn't cut it in Chicago as far as basketball or in life in general. So for boxing, when guys think they can do a bunch of hoopla and talk their way into making themselves more confident, it's going in one ear, out the other. And the only thing I'm thinking is, you're going to have to show me.
Right.
And even when you show me, you're going
to. New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Show me again, because I still don't believe you.
Right.
And then I want to see how you react to what I have to show you.
Right. Yeah.
That's going to tell me a lot. It's easy to dish it out. You know, it's like a bully mentality.
Right.
Where I'm from, we bully the bullies.
Yeah. And that's a perfect leeway into Nebraska playing Rutgers.
Absolutely.
Coming in, they play hard. You know, there's, you know, quote unquote, a tough team. And somebody was asking me about it. Well, you know, a lot of guys are tough guys, right? Yeah. And or say they are, but when you're tough right back to them, generally things open up for you. Talk about that as well. How important it is for Nebraska come Saturday afternoon or late afternoon to, I wouldn't say even match Rutgers, so quote unquote toughness, establish their own. Talk about that, because that's a mindset in the boxing too, where you say, hey, he's a grinder. He likes to get in. Well, then he hasn't met Clyde Johnson yet.
No,
so
absolutely.
Now you got to deal with Clyde in the way I want to conduct business. I'm going to be respectful of what you want to do, but I'm also going to dictate it on my end.
Yeah, definitely. You're tough until you run into Robinson.
Right.
You're tough until Bullock's right there in your face.
Right.
You're tough until Johnson's in the backfield. He gets a handoff and he's making you miss consistently. And then the young QB, you're tough until he's mature enough to be in the pocket and go through his options. And then there's nothing there, he'll throw the ball away. That's one thing that's super impressive about that young man to me, is the maturity and the IQ to say, okay, there isn't anything there right now. Instead of forcing it, I'm going to live for the next play.
Right.
So for me, it's one of those things to where I can live behind this jab for now until I find that one big shot I'm looking for.
Right.
No need to go out and try to force that big shot. It'll be there. Just continue to jab away at it. Keep plucking away at it, and it'll open itself up. So for those fellas, when you find yourself, because it's a home game.
Yeah.
When you find yourself at the campus with the most consecutive sellouts.
Oh yeah.
It's a different beast.
Yeah, it's a different beast.
It's a different beast.
Yeah, it's a different beast hearing about it versus being in the arena. I always feel like it. And, you know, for you, I wanted to ask you about, you know, everybody obviously sees that, you know, whether it's here we talk about it, see it on TV, the knockouts. Talk about the patience it takes. Because I view maybe being patient is equivalent. Obviously, we got the Royals going on.
Uh-huh.
Is if you have a, you know, say a 2-1 fastball and you know you should have swung it, but you got to be patient. Mm-hmm. It might not come until your third at bat versus your first one. Talk about the patience there. Just say, okay, I had that opportunity. Don't get out down on myself, because I'll get it again. Mm-hmm. And when I get it again, he's going night-night.
Yep. It's one of those things to where for the casual fan, they're used to seeing that highlight, that knockout. For diehard fans, they know that there's a scoring system.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that boxers take a lot of pride in this thing right here, hit and not being hit.
Oh, yeah.
So anytime you can leave a fight clean, unscathed, no damage, there's the victory in itself, because there's still loved ones who want to see that for you.
Yeah.
There's still more bouts to take on.
Right.
So the least amount of damage you can take is better. So for me, it's up to the opponent if he wants to get knocked out or not.
Right.
I'm going to give you the option.
Yeah.
Because if you get overly aggressive with me, then I can match you there.
Right.
And I have the power to match you there to where I can stop you.
Right.
But if you want to go skill for skill, let's do that, because I've prepared for that as well. But I will say this. My amateur career, I had a 50% knockout ratio. My last fight went to the cards. It was unanimous. I did drop them. I'll be completely honest. I went back to the corner at the end of the second round, and my corner asked me, the truth is, Clyde, if you want to, you can get him out of there. What do you want to do? Do you want to go out and get him out of there, or you want to get the rounds in? And I said, I want to get the rounds in. And they said, don't change your mind.
Yeah.
I said, no, I want to get the rounds in. So they said, okay, go out there and get the rounds in. At the end of the third round, I come back to the corner and Patrick, one punch, he tells me, I saw you pull back because you was about to get him out of there. I said, right. Yeah, I let him live. He said, all right, remember, get the rounds in.
Right.
So it's one of those things to where, because I had a 50% knockout ratio as an amateur and my last fight went to the card, unanimous victory. The numbers say this kid's getting knocked out Saturday.
Right. Oh, so you just the numbers, every other time. I just got to go ahead and knock you out.
The numbers say that he's lined up for a knockout.
Yeah, so you call me. Yeah, I like that, man. Yep. And you know, one, I think I told Austin this. And, you know, the equivalent of knockout in the NFL or in football is like the big hits. Now they can't hit like when we used to because you got player safety. But I always told him some of the hits that hurt the most are ones that look the most innocent. And nobody, it's kind of like you hit and then everybody, you absorb the power of each other. Do you ever have that in boxing where, say, like if I was watching and you hit your opponent, you know, Saturday night. And to the, you know, I was like, oh, he didn't buckle too bad. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, yeah, that hurt him.
Yeah.
That hurt him, you know, and that hurt him. And then, you know, okay, I'm going to keep hurting him, toy with him.
Yep.
Or it's like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and put you out.
Yeah, it's one of those things to where, you know, if you land punches in certain areas of the body.
Yeah.
The man could be 6'9", 270, or he could be 5'5", 147.
Yeah.
Regardless. You hit certain parts of the body, it takes something out the tank.
Right.
It has that your opponent over there rethinking whether or not they want to risk it again.
Yeah.
And you can see it in their face, and you can, and because the crowd hear each other more than what they hear what's going on in the ring, there's been times that I've hit guys with body shots and I can hear them go, oof.
Oh yeah.
And I know, okay, that's where it's at.
Yeah.
That's exactly where it's at. I'm gonna go back there multiple times.
Right. And so, you know, that's the body shots are, you know, everybody thinks of like Rocky back in the day. what are things people need to do so to help you to absorb the body? Is it abs? Is it core? Or is it just better defense?
It's definitely a benefit to have a strong core.
Right.
In all things you do, but also
in every sport,
this sport. But definitely you need to have a strong core, but you need to be able to play some solid defense also.
Yeah.
You have to be able to play some solid defense. And you know, a lot of times people think just because your elbows are down by your sides, that considered to be protection. Mm. You can have your elbows down by your side, and I'm simply punching your elbow into your body repeatedly. Right. I don't necessarily have to – my gloves don't necessarily have to hit your body.
Right,
yeah. I'll wear your elbow out to the fact to where now you considering moving your elbow and prefer your body to get hit until the ref's at nine.
You can't get up. Oh man, that's awesome stuff, man. We're gonna take a quick break. Come back again. We are live out here at the complex, old school Jay Foreman and Austin Orman and my man Clyde Johnson, 1555 Yolanda Avenue, talking about Roughnecks at the complex Saturday, 6 p.m. Doors open. You got food and alcohol options. First bout is 7. My man Clyde's gonna be starting to get that party started about 9:30. And he's promised me my man's going to be out by about 9:45.
We'll get him out
of
there.
Yeah, yes, sir. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, Clyde Johnson, Austin Orman. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.